is what I'm experiencing a breakdown or a breakthrough? This is a question that I always suggest asking, that I ask of myself every time that there is a major planetary aspect to Uranus. Am I experiencing a breakdown or am I experiencing a breakthrough? Is there any way that breakdown and breakthrough can dovetail? Is perhaps the idea of a breakdown leading to a breakthrough? Hello, my name is Christopher Runstrom, and I'm your weekly horoscope columnist here on Astrology Hub. And today, I wanted to talk to you about the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction taking place in the zodiac sign of Taurus on April 20th. But before I do, did you know that you could connect with me every week on Astrology Hub's Inner Circle? Just go to astrologyhub.com/morechristopher to gain access to exclusive episodes every week. Now, let's go ahead and talk about that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction taking place in the zodiac sign of Taurus on April 20th. First of all, I would like to explain what a conjunction is. A conjunction is when two planets meet in the same place at the same time in the sky. All right, you could almost think of it as 12 noon on a clock. Not a digital clock, an old school clock. An old school clock that has the 12 numbers and the hands of the clock moving around the clock. So when the hour hand and the minute hand come together at the number 12, you can think of that as a conjunction. So a conjunction is when two planets, as I said, are in the same place at the same time in the sky. When a conjunction takes place between planets, it's a very powerful fusion of the two energies of the planets themselves. Uranus is the planet of revolution and change in astrology. It's known for kicking over the game board and sending all the game pieces flying in all directions. And Jupiter? Jupiter is known for binding and holding together in astrology. It's also known as the planet of good fortune and also the planet of higher purpose. Jupiter is how we interpret the things that happen in our lives in terms of our greater purpose or our higher meaning. But another aspect that Jupiter has as a planet is that it holds and it binds. If you think of, for instance, tapestry, all right? Let's talk about tapestry here. You're like, why are we talking about tapestry? We're going to talk about tapestry. We're talking about tapestry because Jupiter is the Roman name of the Greek god Zeus, and Zeus was indeed the god of tapestry. It was the idea of weaving together different threads, different colors, together to become a strong fabric. And this is essentially one of the functions that Jupiter has in a chart. It will weave together all the disparate ideas. It will weave together all the disparate characteristics. It will weave together all the conflicting voices or personalities or attitudes of the planets in your own personal horoscope. It will weave them together into a cohesive whole. It doesn't make them all the same. What it does is that it celebrates the diversity of planetary energies in your own astrological chart. It doesn't homogenize. It doesn't make them monotonous. It actually honors each and every one of the planets in your horoscope and gives them a place, a sort of format or even a podium where they can speak and where they can express themselves. So Jupiter ultimately is a planet of integration. It brings together all the different voices. It brings together all the different characters. It's kind of like a big tent philosophy. All different beliefs or perceptions or point of views are welcome by the planet Jupiter in a chart. So where Uranus has a tendency to be more about, as I said, revolution and change, and it can be really quite volatile, Jupiter is going to look for meaning in that revolution and change. Jupiter is going to look at the pros and cons of that revolution and change, and it's going to administer to the energies of the revolution and change, but not in a way that's going to be too tumultuous, not in a way that's going to be upsetting. Jupiter is a planet that governs the energies in an astrological chart. And Jupiter also is a planet that's devoted to reform. Okay, so where revolution is maybe about throwing over those in power or an institution or authority and saying, you know, you're overthrown, you're out, and now we're ushering in a new order, Jupiter will always ask a question along the lines of, well, instead of overthrowing this power and ushering in a new order, is there any way that we could take a look at what's working and what might be good about this? Yes, yes, I hear that you have critiques and you don't like what went down, and I don't like what went down either. But there is perhaps something about what existed in this previous form of government or authority or the way that a company was run or the way that relationships were working. There might be something good about that that is worth preserving. And let's see if we can't perhaps maybe rehabilitate. Let's see if we can't perhaps find a way to reform so that we don't have to go back and reinvent the wheel every time we want to make a dramatic change. So these two ideas of revolution and change and reform are coming together with the conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus in the zodiac sign of Taurus on April 20th. Now, as I mentioned before, a conjunction is when two planets come together in the sky and they're in the same space and at the same time. And I compared it to a clock, not a digital clock, an old school clock, one with 12 numbers and two hands. So when you think of an hour hand and a minute hand both pointing to 12, all right, that's a conjunction. Now I want you to imagine that the hour hand and the minute hand are both pointing to the number 12, but instead of it being 12 noon, perhaps, it's 12 midnight. And this introduces the other idea that I wanted to share with you about a conjunction. When an hour hand and a minute hand come together and they point to that 12, and we're going to go with 12 midnight, you're up in the middle of the night and you're looking up at this clock and it says 12 and it's like, oh, it's 12 midnight. Well, what's in the refrigerator? Okay, when you're doing something like that at 12 midnight in the middle of the night, what we also have happening is 12 midnight marks the end of one day and 12 midnight marks the beginning of the next day. In other words, our day changes not at 12 noon, but at 12 midnight. The same thing is going on with the conjunction of two planets. The two planets come together at the same place, at the same time in the sky, all right? But they're also marking the end of something and the beginning of something. Just like midnight marks the end of the day and the beginning of a new day. And that's how I want you to think of this conjunction between Jupiter and Uranus going on in the sky on April 20th. So we have the end of something and we have the beginning of something taking place with this conjunction. Now, as I said, Jupiter is pretty much about reform, rehabilitation, maybe even reshaping. Uranus is about revolution and change. The two of them are coming together and they're unleashing this type of energy into the world and into our personal horoscopes. And so certainly when you look around at the world, you can see there's a lot of revolution and change or boundary breaking, because remember, Taurus is about boundaries. There's a lot of question and issues around boundaries, around borders. You know, this seems to be what everyone's talking about these days, which makes perfect sense with these two planets coming together in the zodiac sign of Taurus. Taurus is very much about drawing boundaries and enforcing borders and distinguishing between who's in and who's out. And that by keeping borders, you're also keeping peace, so that when you infringe on borders, you have distress and you have things are not at peace. Okay, so these are very much the themes that we're dealing with in the world today. And there are certainly going to be many astrologers who are going to talk to you about these sorts of world events. But as an astrologer, my attention is really about the people who are living on the planet during these huge world events. In other words, how do we take these energies that are taking place in the world that can sort of sweep us up in an overwhelming current where all we do is talk about these things, or we worry, or we stress, or we have anxiety and all these sorts of things. Well, these energies are also taking place in each one of our horoscopes, each one of our charts. And this is a way in which a chart, even though it's responding to planets in the sky, and planets in the sky do affect world events, but it's also, these planets in the sky are also responding to us. All right, we are also channeling these energies into our lives. And although we might not be facing these international issues, we are still facing similar issues in our own astrological chart. So this conjunction of Uranus and Jupiter is getting us to ask the question that we are responding to changes in our life, but instead of throwing out everything that had come before, is there any way that we can rehabilitate? Is there any way that we can reform? Is there any way that we can reshape this in a way that bolsters our lives and moves us forward? Now, as you can imagine, Jupiter and Uranus coming together might have a bit of a climatic effect or even a cataclysmic effect. I mean, Uranus is the planet of revolution and change. Jupiter is said to expand on whatever energy comes into it. So are we looking at like expansive revolutions and change, you know, running rampant through, you know, our lives, you know, and we're all being trod underfoot? No. In fact, what we're kind of looking at here is the end of a period of time that began in January 2021. So for those of you born under the zodiac signs of Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, you're going to want to go back and look at what was going on in your life in January 2021. Why is Christopher referring to January 2021? In January 2021, Jupiter was in the zodiac sign of Aquarius, and it was forming a square to Uranus in the zodiac sign of Taurus. This is a stressful aspect between the two planets. One planet is Jupiter in the revolutionary and utopian sign of Aquarius, and the other planet, Uranus, is in the if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Zodiac sign of Taurus. Taurus is going to stand its ground. It believes that if something isn't broken, you don't fix it. You just stay the course. And here you had Jupiter very much in Aquarius, sounding the voice of change and illegitimacy and revolution. And we have to overthrow because this is what squares do. They're combative and conflicting aspects in astrology. And so you had Jupiter taking the side of overthrow and revolution, you know, which could be themes involved with the zodiac sign of Aquarius. And you had Uranus, which was pushing back and saying, no, things are going to stay put. So this square in January 2021 was much more stressful than the conjunction, which we will be experiencing on April 20th. With the conjunction on April 20th, basically what you have with these two planets no longer in square, but now on the same page, is resolution, okay? That whatever the conflict or the stress or the difficulty was in 2021, it is being resolved, it is being settled on or around April 20th, 2024. I mean, it's not going to happen on that day, obviously, but this period is about settling it. It's about settling the dispute. It's like whatever your questions were, whatever your conflicts were, we're going to work out a final resolution of this, and we'll see this play out. So this is the theme that's being set up. Now, because conjunctions can be an absolute expression of an energy, meaning that it can almost be like a tremendous energy surge. We just had an experience like that with the solar eclipse in the sky, where the moon came in front of the sun. They were in the same place in the sky at the same time, and the moon blocked the rays of the sun, and it sent this energy surge of Aries energy surging through everyone's horoscopes. We have a similar idea of two planets in the same place at the same time in the sky. And it could be this energy surge. I mean, a conjunction is really like a word that's typed out bold caps with several exclamation points behind it. It can just be an absolute, you know. So it can be an absolute end, or it can be an absolute beginning. But it's not. It's not going to be that way on April 20th. The reason is because on April 19th, the day before, Mars in the zodiac sign of Pisces will be forming a sextile to both Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. And so what this is basically doing is that the stars are giving everyone an action step. All right. The stars are saying, here's what you can do to direct this energy in a way that can be constructive in your chart rather than in a way that can be distressing or disturbing. Needless to say, this doesn't happen with every conjunction. Okay, you can have conjunctions which are very adverse or very difficult, but it's the sextile to Mars and Pisces. When we add to that the idea that Mars in Pisces is ruled by Jupiter in Taurus, and so it's not only a sextile, but Mars must follow Jupiter's course or cues that are along the ideas of rehabilitation or restoration or reform, then we can easily see that what is being required or where the stars are prompting us to go is in a positive and a constructive direction rather than a negative and a confrontational one. So the question I want you to be asking on April 20th is what I'm experiencing a breakdown or a breakthrough? This is a question that I always suggest asking, that I ask of myself every time that there is a major planetary aspect to Uranus. Am I experiencing a breakdown or am I experiencing a breakthrough? And because we're dealing with the Mars sextile, which occurs on the day preceding the conjunction, is there any way that breakdown and breakthrough can dovetail? Is perhaps the idea of a breakdown leading to a breakthrough? That might be something to keep in mind.
Hey there, I hope you're loving this episode of the Astrology Hub podcast. Now, this once-in-a-lifetime transit is so big that we created a free PDF guide so you can get more insights on the opportunity it's inviting for you based on your sun and rising sign. Head on over to the show notes for the link so you can get this bountiful free gift today. Now, back to Christopher's brilliant.
Now, when we go ahead and talk about the zodiac sign of Aries, and we look at where these aspects, these planets, are placed in Aries' solar horoscope, we see that there is that the conjunction is taking place in an area of life for Aries, which deals with finances. So Aries right now can feel very perhaps stressed about finances, that they're at a crossroads where finances are concerned. And that could be, you know, I don't know how I'm going to make ends meet, or it could be, I want to go in a totally different direction in my life, but I don't know if I could afford to do it. I don't know what that cost would be. Now, Mars, where it's placed in the sky in reference to Aries, is in a delicate part of the solar horoscope. So Mars, where it's currently placed for Aries, is in a place where there's a lot of self-doubt and there's a lot of self-questioning. There's maybe even a lot of doubt and questioning about how much control Aries has over themselves or over their lives. If you're born under Aries, you might be feeling very much like you're being held, like you're held together by spit and glue, that there's not much holding the aircraft together, the aircraft of your psyche, that you may feel very confused, like you don't really know where you're going, like you're a hot metal, a molten metal. And what's happening with this sextile is that the molten metal, think of it like in one of those furnaces or those kilns, the molten metal is being poured into a shape, okay? And that's the financial situation. In other words, you can take the energy where you may feel at all odds, you know, and very sensitized temperamentally. You can take that energy and you can place it in the issue of finances. In other words, you should be in a situation right now where financially you're all right. You know, you have a job or there's money coming in or whatever. You may be worried about how to make ends meet. You may be thinking about making a change in the way that you make your money, and you're not quite sure how to do that. But for now, you're making that money. For now, you're taking care of things. And for now, committing yourself to chores and obligations and errands may actually be helping to contain energies that otherwise might be going off in different directions. So this gives you a placeholder. This gives you a place to sort of settle your energies while you start to figure out where you want to go from here. The sort of decisions that you're making regarding finances or financial expression, choosing a career or job that you really feel that you can get behind. These decisions should not be made impulsively right now. The Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is actually pushing you to be true to what you want to do. So you can take what you're doing right now that provides a roof over your head and a bed to call your own. You can take solace and strength from that while you direct your gaze to where you want to go and what you want to do. And that is something that will be taking place over the next few months. So let yourself relax here while you plan with deliberateness and specificity about what you want your next steps to be. Now for Taurus, when we look at the idea of breakdown or breakthrough, people born in the zodiac sign of Taurus may be dealing with problems with authority. There may be an associate or someone who's higher up in the company or the echelon than you are, who seems very determined to assert their authority over you. They might just be throwing their weight around in general, you know, at work, but there's something about them, and you can sort of pick up about it, that they're very determined about showing you who's boss. I don't think it's something as extreme as bullying. I think it's more along the lines of this person kind of showing that they own this turf. I apologize for this image, but it kind of reminds me of a dog marking its territory at a dog park. You know, that this person's just, you know, I'm marking my territory here, Taurus, you know, and you are on my territory and you know, work for me and you must genuflect to me. I don't think it's as extreme as genuflecting, but it's definitely this person asserting their authority over you. Now, you are probably in a position right now where you are questioning this person's authority. You're questioning more than this person's authority. You're probably questioning this person's ability to do their job or to be in this position. But you can tell that this person is deliberately provoking you, that they're trying to get a rise out of you. And they might even be trying to get you to show your hand, you know. So what you want to do during this conjunction, during this period, is know that your strength doesn't have to be an outward strength, you know, in terms of you affirming, you know, who you are or reacting to the bait, rising to the bait, I think is the phrase. You don't want to show that this person's energy is getting under your skin. What you want to do is trust in the strength of not reacting and going about your day, no matter how much you're being baited and no matter how much you're being provoked. Know that the more that you contain yourself, the more that you control yourself with this all going on, and people might even be sort of like, you know, schoolyard fight, you know, like, oh, you know, rise to the bait. Tell them what you think. You know, you're better than this person, Taurus. Express yourself. Okay. But don't. Because the more that you hold your space and your control, the more that this person who's above you lowers themselves in authority. They lose the respect. They lose the esteem. They lose the support. And this will lead to a period of time when you will be invited to express yourself. It may be to correct the person. It may be to replace the person. But when that takes place, it will take place at a time that is organic, and it will not be based on confrontation or reacting to the way that you're being treated now. You gain more points by people seeing how you're treated and being outraged and appalled than you do by reacting in kind. So what would be the breakdown, breakthrough question that we would ask of Gemini? What I see happening right now is Gemini occupies a place of very high status right now. There may be a sense of really enjoying the fruits of your labors, really enjoying the place that you've gotten to in life, and that you are in a position of authority. And this should be a good thing. But there's something about this placement of the Jupiter and the Uranus conjunction in your solar horoscope in which it's time to, in a way, step down from that place of authority. Now, that might be because you've done your job, you know, maybe you were brought in on a project and you were spearheading this project and it was up to you to get this project from start to finish. And now this project is finished and it's now time for you to step down from that position of authority. Maybe you filled in for someone on a temporary basis and the person's back and it's time for you to pass it back. Or maybe you've reached a point in your career, maybe even in your life, in which you've gone as high as you can go or as far as you can go on this particular path, and it just isn't doing it for you anymore. It just isn't stimulating you anymore. Or maybe you find yourself holding on to something just because it gives you status, but it really doesn't do anything for you. And it may even make you question whether it's doing any good for the people around you. In any case, what's being asked of you is this idea, or what I want to describe to you is this idea that is, are you holding on to something that should be sacrificed or given up in order to move forward? And that might be for you to move forward, or it might be for other people to move forward. There are many times in our lives where we are asked to step down from a situation. I mean, we all know it from retirement or, you know, having been in a certain situation for X amount period of time and now it's done and now we're asked to step down, maybe even succession. You know, we are going to pass the mantle over to someone else. But this energy that's coming together right now, it's asking you, you know, is holding on to something that you felt was the accomplishment of your life, is this robbing you of your future? And it could also be the idea that maybe you're getting another chance to do something. Uranus can often bring us back to where we began. And are you perhaps finding yourself back where you began with a certain situation or path or road that you took? And you're like ready to do everything the way that you did it before, you know, this job or project should never have ended when it did. And now I'm back in the driver's seat and I'm going to do everything that was done before because this is the formula for success. And what the stars are saying is basically, you may be back where you began with a particular journey, but you cannot do what you did before. What you did before belongs to the what you did before time. Okay. What you need to do right now is update and refresh and restore. You may be back in a position that you occupied before, but the expectation is that you bring something new to it, that you bring something that's very fresh to it. Because if you don't bring something new to it, if you don't bring something fresh to it, you may be asked to relinquish or to give up your seat. People born under the zodiac sign of Cancer may be finding themselves in a bit of a distressing situation right now. We're coming off a solar eclipse where the moon has blocked the rays of the sun, in which a lot of unconscious or under the surface things have been released. And people born under the zodiac sign of Cancer on one hand might be feeling the zeal, you know, and the push of that energy from Aries, that Aries energy of urgency and immediacy of like, we're going to change all these different things and I'm going to make these radically different decisions. And this is really quite exciting and I'm quite passionate about it. You know, I'm not going to go back the way I came, you know, so So this is what people born under Cancer may be experiencing, but at the same time, you may not have the clearest idea of where you're going. You know, you might have done a revolutionary act. You might have cut ties or ended something or just simply changed your course or decided that I'm going to begin something right now. You know, all that time that I spent waiting or preparing or whatever, I'm beginning something right now. So this is what's fueling you right now as you try to figure out where you're going. Because the energy of the eclipse was so powerful, and because the luminaries, the moon blocked the rays of the sun, there's still this kind of blind spot quality that you have, or maybe it's more than a blind spot. Maybe it's more sort of like fumbling in the dark that's going on here. You can't really see the way forward. You can sense the way forward. You can feel that this is the time is right and the direction you're going is right, but you can't see. You know, you don't really have a sense of what it is. What the stars are asking you, particularly with the Mars and Pisces forming a sextile to Jupiter, with Jupiter ruling that Mars, Jupiter is many things that I've already described. Another thing that Jupiter is about is faith. Okay. And what the stars are asking you is for you to have basically to do a leap of faith, or for you to basically have a blind faith in what's unfolding in your life right now. You must have faith that your craving for more permanence and more security is leading you down the right path. In other words, you don't want to do things for permanence and security, where you keep bumping up against the same thing. What you want to do is put yourself on the path and really sort of follow blindly, have a blind faith that the path you're on, the actions you've decided to take, will eventually produce the security and the permanence that you want. If you begin with permanence and security first, you will always hit up against that, because you don't really... That's what you were trying to get out of. You removed permanence and security as being an obstacle, so that you need to be open, okay, to go down the path seeking, having faith that going down the path you're choosing right now will result in giving you a sense of permanence and security. But you need to let yourself be open-minded that you will know it when you find it. In other words, follow this path, this very new and radical direction that you're taking in your life from the eclipse, or even it began in the weeks leading up to the eclipse, and just let yourself follow that and trust that is going to take you where you want to go. And perhaps some of the byproducts of you reaching that destination will be permanence and security. You know, that you may wind up in a situation that gives you permanence and security, but it wasn't completely defined by permanence and security. So let's honor that Aries energy. Let's honor that pioneering spirit, and let's see where it takes us in the next 6 months. People born under the zodiac sign of Leo are having a similar experience to those born under the zodiac sign of Cancer. That's because Cancer's ruling planet is the moon, Leo's ruling planet is the sun, and they just recently formed a solar eclipse, all right? So if you're born under a luminary, that is a planet that was seen to be very close in generating its own light in ancient civilizations. That was basically the sun and the moon. The sun was the lord of the day, the moon, the queen of the night. And in some cultures, the moon was the lord of the night and the sun, the queen of the day. But since both planets were involved in the eclipse, both planets are coming out of that eclipse with more of a sense of urgency and purpose and immediacy, and less of an idea of where this is going. Okay. So the eclipse has really spoken to the more instinctual side of you rather than the cerebral or the intellectual side of you. Now, Leos aren't necessarily the most cerebral of signs, nor are they the most instinctual of signs. Leos really follow their heart, because the zodiac sign of Leo is associated with the heart. And Leo also follows its eyesight. okay, the sun, when the sun rises in the sky and in day, we can see things, you know, much better than at night when the moon is out. So Leos trust a lot with their sight, with being able to see the road ahead. Now, what's going on here is that you have reached a time when you are asking, what am I getting out of the investment that I've made in my career? You're at a time where you may be asking, what am I getting out of the sacrifices that I have made for my career? A lot of times people are expected just to invest in their career, you know, like invest your energy, your focus or whatever in your career and getting ahead, and you'll know what you get out of it when you get there. Or other people might even say you want to make sacrifices. If you want to get ahead, it's not going to come easy. It's something full of test trials and tribulations. And you're going to have to sacrifice. You're going to have to like not maybe spend as much time at home or with family or with friends and get back to the office, you Leo, you know. So this is a time where Leo is actually asking itself, what am I getting out of my career here? You know, I've invested a lot of myself in it. I've made a lot of sacrifices. And I need to ask, what am I getting out of it? What's nice about asking that question at this time is that it's not coming from an embittered space, okay? It's not coming from like, my career, you know, chewed me up and spat me out years later, you know, or you know, I made these sacrifices and I was never recognized for them. And now, you know, I'm being left by the side of the road like yesterday's trash. You know, it's not coming out of an embittered or angry place. We have the sun in Taurus right now, okay? So what it's coming out of is just sort of Leo in a sort of relaxed way asking, what am I getting out of staying here? You know, what am I getting out of making sacrifices to further myself? So this is actually not being asked from a very agitated place. It's being asked from sort of like, okay, what's up, place? Okay, it's kind of like, what's up, Leo? So what I see taking place with this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is a breaking, it's almost kind of like an opening up of the ceiling. It's you definitely feeling like you're ready to break free of restrictions, that you're ready to break free of restrictions, that the old things that were being told to you don't satisfy you anymore. The answers don't satisfy you. The encouragement doesn't satisfy you. Promises made that, you know, if you stay the course, you will reach whatever, doesn't satisfy you anymore. What you're feeling right now is, I want to break free of tiresome restrictions. And what I want to do is follow my own star. You know, I want to follow what I'm about. And this is one of the most beautiful, special things about Leos. Leos really put themselves first. Now, a lot of people will say they put themselves first because they're egotistical and self-absorbed. Mm-mm. Leo's ruling planet is the sun. The sun is the only planet which is really a star. So this idea of being true to yourself is very Leonine. And Leos place a very high value on their individuality, okay? And by placing a high value on their own individuality, what's automatically assumed is that the individuality of everyone else is equally valued, is equally important. Now, Leos will obviously be like, well, I come first and then everyone else's individuality is equally important. And that's okay, okay? Because your ruling planet is a star, it's the sun, it's where all the other planets orbit, all right? So, but Leos have to be true to themselves. And this is a period of time in which you can see that continuing on the road that you're on isn't being true to yourself. It's that famous light under a bushel. Don't keep your light under a bushel. So with Leos, you're taking the bushel off and you're letting your light be. And what you're going to find over the next 6 months is that your star is leading you to where you want to go. So there's not going to be a lot of like, what do I need to do? Or what do I need to sacrifice or give up or whatever? You're going to see the star in the sky, and that's your star. It's on the rise. and you're going to follow that. And if you follow that star, it's going to take you exactly to where you want to go 6 months from now. Long distance travel isn't something that Virgos usually entertain. I mean, they may entertain it as part of a vacation package or going on a cruise or something along those lines. But because of where Jupiter and Uranus are placed right now in your solar horoscope, you may be feeling like the need. You may be feeling the need to travel long distances. This isn't a commute. You know, this isn't, you know, circling around your favorite haunts in the neighborhood. This isn't even like going and traveling, you know, taking a plane an hour and a half away to go visit Aunt Bess. No, this is more of a calling, maybe, to you to travel outside your usual familiar haunts. This might be a compulsion. It might be an impulse, okay? And if it is, by all means, respect it. But it may also appear or materialize in your life as an opportunity or an invite, you know, to come travel out of state, perhaps even out of country, but longer distance than a neighborhood travel, longer distance than a commute, longer distance than going and visiting Aunt Bess. So this conjunction is opening up frontiers, all right? It's broadening your horizons. It's asking you to step out into the world. And this isn't something that Virgos typically do. They like to stay within their routines. Because the routines give them a sense of like what I need to be done. And it gives, you know, routines provide the to-do list and gives them a sense of completion and fulfillment at the end of the day. Jupiter, because it's involved in the conjunction of Uranus, is saying there's more to life than the to-do list. There's something called fulfillment. And there's also something called a higher purpose. I'm not quite sure if it's going to get that sort of evangelical in its appeal. But it's definitely going to be a sense of like a coming together of your inner restlessness of maybe wanting to try or see or experience something new with an opportunity or an invite coming in your direction. What's also taking place is that there might be new financial opportunities abroad or not necessarily abroad like another country, but abroad. It could be another country, but financial opportunities, what we used to call greener pastures, you know, there may be an opening up of greener pastures where you may be very interested in trying out living somewhere else, you know, and this is something that is becoming very relevant to you right now to leave behind what has been your well-ordered life. And we're not saying you can't take your well-ordered life with you. You could take your well-ordered life somewhere else as well. But to open up the horizons and to pursue financial prospects and arrangements that are different from how they are set up today, this may also involve someone new in your life. This could be an old friend coming back into your life saying, hey, did you ever think about teaching English in Japan? You know, or it could be a romantic interest. Someone that you meet who might be from another country or might be from another culture or who lives in a different part of the country. And you might maybe begin a long distance relationship, you know, and where usually you might be like, oh, long distance relationships. No. The stars are saying long distance relationship. Yes. Okay. Because again, as I said, it would broaden your horizons. It would get you out and about, get you seeing how things look in a different part of the world. And you might find it very appealing. And instead of just it being a vacation or a temporary visit, you might decide to go and maybe even relocate, something that might be on your mind in the months to come. Libras are still in a bit of a disquieting place. And the reason for that is because of the solar eclipse. The other reason for that is where the Jupiter and Uranus conjunction is taking place in relationship to your own zodiac sign. So you're in a place where you feel very restless, but also helpless at the same time. is this going to last forever? It is not going to last forever. We just have to sort of count those days until Jupiter moves into the zodiac sign of Gemini. And once Jupiter moves into the zodiac sign of Gemini, trines Pluto and Aquarius, you're going to feel a lot more of air support in your life. I'm saying air support because the two planets will be in zodiac signs that are air signs. And that's that air support, because Libra is also an air sign. Once Jupiter gets into Gemini, you're going to feel much more like you can breathe easier and that you're not so backed up into a corner. But until then, I have to be true to the stars and what I am seeing in the stars. Until then, this conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus is taking place at a very awkward angle to you in the sky. And so you aren't going to feel very empowered by it. You're not even going to feel like you really understand it or comprehend it. You're just going to feel like something doesn't sit right, or that you're maybe trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, or you're trying to make a situation work and it just isn't working. And you may be asking yourself, why am I trying to make this situation work? It's not working. And your response might be, it's all that I have right now, so I have to make it work. Okay, so this is the type of idea that I really want to communicate to Libras, along with the idea that it's not going to last for very long. Once Jupiter gets into Gemini in May, it changes, and it changes for the better. Nevertheless, let's talk about where you are. You may find yourself in a place where you feel beholden to the changes that are going on in somebody else's life, all right? So this could be, we're back to the idea of relationships and associations. We always will be. Libra is very much about relationships and associations, but Libra is not exclusive to, you know, a marriage partner relationship. Libra forms partnerships and associations with everyone they meet in their lives. You know, yes, you can have a spouse, and that's a very important relationship, but your relationship to your dry cleaner is just as important. Your relationship to the dog walker is very, very important. I mean, Libras really regard every relationship in their life as being an important relationship, that we're essentially all in it together. But it's relationships, the way that we support one another, that get us through the difficult times and also bring the company that we want to be around us when we're celebrating something good. So Libras are very much a social animal. It's very much a social sign of the zodiac. Nevertheless, you know, you are the sign of the balance, and right now things are feeling rather out of balance, that you're more beholden to someone else, that your prospects depend on a client and what's going on in a client's life, that your hopes depend on what's going on in a boss's life, in an associate's life, in a lover's life. Okay, that you know, your happiness depends on whether things work out with them. Okay, beholden means that you're beholding someone else. Someone else has a higher say, or more privileged say, stronger say than you do. And right now, where this conjunction is taking place, it's taking place really showing what's going on their side of the fence is going to affect you. So when there are planets that are taking place, that planetary aspects that are impacting somebody else's horoscope in relationship to yours, it's an uneasy feeling because you're not the one behind the steering wheel, you know. And people often will say to Libras, well, the reason you're not behind the steering wheel is because you can't make up your mind. No, it's not that. It's like there are certain times in your life in which you have to govern that association. You have to honor that association, and that you have to wait to see what's going to happen with the other person. And this is one of those times. And this is something that's really not making you feel good about yourself. You're kind of resenting it. You know, maybe it's gone on too long. This person's not making the decisions you would make, but you don't have a say here. You know, and no, I'm sorry. You know, we don't always have a say all the time in our lives. You know, we're not all like, I have a say and I'm going to, like, no, I mean, there are times in which we have to wait to see what happens with someone else to see what's going on. And we might want to provoke or push or test them by walking out or going in. We can't do that. We just need to be beholden, unfortunately, and wait and see what happens. So this is a period of time in which, while you're waiting to see what happens between now and May, when Jupiter goes into Gemini, this is a period of time in which it's really important for you to remind yourself of your own agency. It's really important to remind yourself that you are not helpless, that you are capable, that no matter what happens with the outcome where you're waiting on the other person to hear it, you will survive. You will go on. You will live. You know, you will be fine. Right now, someone else is behind the wheel and you are not. But it's a good time to remind yourself of your talents, your skills, your attractiveness, your value, how fabulous you are, how there are no two like you. It's a good time to remind yourself of all of those things. And that if things don't turn out the way that you want them to, and the reason you're waiting is because you really want them to out this way, that you will go on and that you will survive. So I think by taking the time to sort of reconnect to the value of who you are, that you might not be able to take action right now, and that's okay. There are times where we don't take action. We have to be wait and see. But to remind yourself that you're making the decision to wait and see, this is going to make you feel less helpless. And I think the idea that that in May, when Jupiter goes into Gemini, all of this will have passed. And that is definitely something to look forward to. This is such an extraordinary time for Scorpio. Scorpio is a water sign, which means that it's very emotional. It's very loving. It feels very deeply. But when we describe the word emotional, we sort of expect someone to be hysterical. You know, if we say like, oh, that person's so emotional, that person's so oversensitive, we expect to be describing someone who's like, what do you mean I'm emotional? Or what do you mean I'm oversensitive? Okay, so, but this is not Scorpio. You'll rarely see Scorpio in that place. You'll rarely see Scorpio wearing that kind of face. Everything is kept pretty much inside, not because they are restraining themselves, but because the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, the interior life is what's important. And feeling the feelings is very important. And also maintaining a privacy is also very important. But what's taking place because of the particular alignment between Mars and Jupiter and Uranus, these are going over the areas in your horoscope that really deal with romance and love. Okay. Now, as a Scorpio, you might be saying, why are you acting so weird when you say that? And maybe my delivery was a little bit odd, but the reason I was sort of saying dealing with romance and love, you know, in that sort of guarded, peculiar way, is because Scorpios love fiercely, they love passionately, they love deeply, okay, but they always expect it to go wrong, okay? They always expect it to take a negative turn. What's happening right now is that you're feeling emboldened, you know, you're feeling emboldened in your heart, you're feeling emboldened in your love life. Let's say you're in a relationship with someone and you've gotten used to each other and you've gone through the cues and things like that, and maybe you even have the same old fights that you've always had. This is a period of time in which you're going to see the person in a new light, not a new, fresh, different light, but in a restored light, in a light in which you might look at this person and you might be like, that's why I fell in love with this person. You know, or, okay, they might not look the way they looked, but God, I really love them. Or, you know, this person's been through such difficult times and they always make it hard on themselves. And that can be tedious, but, you know, I really love this person's spirit. I really love this person's commitment, you know, or I really feel a tenderness to this person always feeling misunderstood. In other words, the things that you might have felt critical of before now are bathed in this beautiful Piscean Taurian light where there is a lovely acceptance. And it's not an acceptance like you have to accept it. It's more kind of like, you know, yeah, this person can get on my nerves and be annoying, but my life is made richer with them, you know? And so this is what's flooding through your horoscope at this time. So this is restorative. This is makes you feel that feeling again. Romantically speaking, this might be when you're falling in love, you know, not for the first time, but more of a feeling of I'm falling in love for real, you know, and maybe you're loving in a way that feels real because it feels more mature. It feels more like, you know, I'm meeting this person at the right time in my life to meet a person like this. If I had met this person before, it just would have like flared out, or we would never have connected, or we would never, you know, but I'm meeting this person at a right time and this feels good, you know? And so this might be something that Scorpios are really, really feeling right now. And I want to ask you to put aside the suspicion, you know, or expecting things to go wrong, you know, or peeking under, you know, the hood to see what's afoul, and to really lead with these feelings. Let these feelings lead you because they're right. And I think that the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction may be working in more of a revelatory than a confrontational way. If it's working in a confrontational way, it would be with the understanding that you're with the wrong person and you need to be over with that person. Okay, that could be the other way that this scenario plays out. But it's not being fueled by a wild abandon or infatuation, but just a sense of like, you are a better match for me. Okay, so there's this confidence, there's this centeredness about this, and there's this bond that's taking place, which is really, really lovely. I think that this is also a good time for Scorpios to feel like they can make new commitments in their life, like they're letting go of the things that didn't work. Maybe they've gone through a period where they were not sure of what the next step would be. So this is a time when now what's gradually emerging is the possibility of new commitments that may be more fulfilling and choosing to do this. I think that this is a time for you, Scorpio, to have faith in your ability to see things clearly. There may be less of the skepticism. There may be less of the cynicism. You may be looking at things clearly. Looking at things clearly doesn't mean that you have to list all the negatives of something. It can just be looking at something clearly and with acceptance and with a whole heart. I think it's also a good time for you to feel like you could realize your potential. Potentials are tricky things because potentials could be untapped or things tucked away inside of us, ourselves, things that we never get around to doing. This is a really good time for Scorpio to realize your potential, to take that aspiration, that hope, that talent off the back shelf, dust it off, and put it to work in your life, you know, and to realize it. It doesn't have to change your world overnight, but if you sort of see it as a seed that you plant or maybe even repot and you cultivate it, you're going to see that potential realized in your life, and certainly with promising signs over the next few months as you move much more confidently towards your future. Sagittarius is another sign, not too dissimilar from Leo, that's having that question of wondering if you're getting anything out of the road that you've been on. Jupiter is the ruling planet of Sagittarius. It's forming a conjunction to revolutionary Uranus in the sky. But instead of this being, you know, I have to overthrow everything immediately, this conjunction is taking place in an earth sign. It's taking place in the earth sign of Taurus. Taurus is solid. All earth signs are solid. Taurus is solid. It's planted. It's grounded. But something which is very important for you to note right now is earth is slow. Okay. Sagittarius is of the element of fire. Fire is very quick. It's very fast. That's why fire signs and air signs get along, because they do things very quickly. and they expect immediate results. When you have your ruling planet is Jupiter. When you have your ruling planet in a sign like Taurus, then things slow down. Things aren't going to happen as quickly. There's going to be less risk. There's going to be less impulse. This isn't saying that you've been suddenly, you know, replaced in your life by an accountant or something like that. You haven't suddenly become all kinds of practical. You haven't turned into a Virgo, you know, but what it does mean is that you are being asked to slow down. And you're not being asked to slow down, actually, Sagittarius. You are slowed down. Okay. So things aren't happening as quickly, although you can sense, ever since Pluto entered Aquarius, that change is taking place. And so as you're gradually beginning to lift your sights right now in your life, you're going to be asking yourself, am I getting anything out of being on this path that I'm on? Now, some people might say, okay, when does Sagittarius not ask that question? Okay, Sagittarians are always asking, am I getting anything out of this path that I'm on? Like every 3 weeks, okay? But no, this is different because this path that you've been on, you've truly committed yourself to. And you've worked your hours, you've done the things that you need to do, but you're beginning to really question whether superiors are recognizing your merits. You're beginning to question whether you're truly valued. You're really beginning to question whether you're going to really find the path that you're on fulfilling right now. And so Jupiter in Taurus, since its entrance last May of 2023, may have slowed down and made your life more deliberate. Nevertheless, it's conjoining Uranus. So there is a time of reckoning, a very real time of reckoning that's taking place, in which you're asking, am I getting anything out of this? Are people recognizing what I do? Do I feel rewarded? Do I feel fulfilled? And what's nice about this is that instead of looking to other people to give you that validation, you know, you're actually asking it of yourself. And this isn't a, you know, do I love myself moment? Okay, it's not that. It's really more audacious. It's really more along the lines of, am I too good for this moment? All right, am I more talented than where I am? Do I have higher skills than where I am? Am I smarter than who I work with? Am I more aspiring than the people that I find myself surrounded by? This is more along the lines of where you are. It's kind of you realizing that you're a big fish in a small pond and that you need to move to a bigger pond. Okay. And so this is really what's being mapped out by the stars right now. But we don't just sort of like leap from one pond to the next. I mean, we do. Okay, we can leap to another pond. But if you're a big fish in a small pond and you move to a larger pond, there are going to be bigger fish. And that's what I'm talking about. The point is to find a new situation that's more fulfilling, but it's going to come with its own challenges and its own tests. And maybe some of the issues that you've experienced here might be experienced over there as well. So you really have to do a personal accounting. You really, you know, as you look for the new pond that you want to move to, maybe it's a new neighborhood, maybe it's new employment, maybe it's a new career path altogether or direction in life. What are your skills? What are your talents? What are your abilities? Is there anything that can be developed? Is there anything that can be updated? Is there a way that you can be proactive now? Like, oh, I really want to, you know, be working in this other company. Well, this other company might have higher standards or expectations or demands. And so you need to go into that proactive, not like, what did I step into, you know, type of thing. So the past 11 months that Jupiter has been Taurus, it's been teaching you what your strong suits are and what your shortcomings are, okay? And you need to sort of assess that right now as you look around for a different, maybe employment, neighborhood, place that you want to be. if you're looking in a different neighborhood, you might have to bring in more money, things like that. Wherever you want to move on to, it can't be a ripping out by the roots and flinging yourself in the direction of something new and different. It needs to be deliberate. It needs to be planned. It needs to be smart. And it needs to retain what you've brought so far. Jupiter's winding up its stay in Taurus. Taurus has taught you sustainability. And Taurus has taught you responsibility and honoring of obligations. And that when you do that, obligations honor you. That sustainability sustains you. That it's not things you have to do, but that by doing it are things that actually fulfill your life. So coming from this place of plenty, as you map out your next step and transition, it needs to be done deliberately, and it needs to be done from a place of self-knowledge. And if you can do that, you know, when you go and apply for something different, you will be in a position to write your own ticket. People born under Capricorn are having a similar experience to what I described for people born under Scorpio. Things are coming together in your life, but the things coming together in your life have a life of their own. In other words, you are not shepherding this, okay? It's not your willpower that's bringing things together. It's not, you know, your plan finally being realized in the way that you always had envisioned it. What it is that different circumstances in your life have a life of their own, and they are moving together in such a way as to be in alignment with you. So what's sort of going on right now is a bit of an effortless time for you. Capricorns are used to a lot of hard work and effort, you know, like, you know, without my focus and without me, you know, bird dogging every sort of thing, you know, we're never going to get from here to there, you know. And Capricorns have gone through a bit of an upset in the past couple of years in which things weren't really working out as planned. And there might have even been a sort of desperate lurching to, you know, go and get those wayward circumstances and bring them back in line and make them work out exactly as planned. But that's not what's going on with this really beautiful Mars and Pisces sextile to Jupiter conjunct Uranus in the zodiac sign of Taurus. What you should be focusing on, and it's a little bit like what I was also saying for people born under Cancer, what you should be focusing on is more of an internal focus than making the outside picture fit with what I think it should do focus. You've come to the end of the line of what I think I should do focus, okay? And you need to leave that alone, and you need to come back down into you. Now, this isn't like, you know, Christopher telling, you know, you Capricorns to do some navel gazing, you know, you're kind of like the last sign that's ever going to do that, unless you've taken time off for a day spa, you know. But other than that, no, it's about centering yourself back in yourself and putting your creative talents to use and in getting involved in activities and projects that you truly enjoy, right? So you're kind of taking back the energy from the things that you feel like you have to do to maybe get ahead or be successful. And we're bringing up, you know, that word creativity, you know, which is not used a lot in Capricorn circles, which is bad because Capricorns are tremendously creative. They just don't feel like they can be or can afford to be. No, we want to get involved with that word creativity. And what you want to do is bring your focus back to what would give you pleasure out of living your life right now in a way that would be creative and fulfilling. Now, this isn't like, what do I need to do to be more creative and fulfilling and then start working out scenarios for future life further down the road? No, this is of the moment now. This is a now mode. This conjunction with Jupiter and Uranus is taking place on April 20th. So it's like now, all right? So you're bringing that energy here. And what the planets are asking you to do is to be true to what makes you happy. A very tall order for a Capricorn, I know. But the stars are asking you to be true to what makes you happy, to a creative impulse that you have. Forget about how you're going to finance it.
forget about, you know, whether you can do this practically or not, or afford or anything along those lines. No, the stars are simply asking you to stay true to what feels creative and what makes you happy. And this is where you need to put your energy. What you also need to do is listen to siblings and friends, okay? And the reason you need to listen to siblings and friends is because they're kind of the mouthpieces of the universe right now. They're the ones saying, hey, why didn't you follow, you know, remember when you used to do da-da-da-da-da years ago? Have you ever thought of maybe bringing that out again and doing it again? You were so good at it. And I was always kind of a little sad that you stopped when you did. That might be something that you hear. Or a friend might be like, hey, I have just met someone that I think would be a great person for you to sit down and talk to about working on a project like this, you know, or hey, I know about someone who's starting up a project like this. Would you be interested? I know it's only a startup, but would you be interested? It's something that fires up that creativity again. So listen to friends and siblings. They're the mouthpieces of the universe. And follow what gives you joy, not in a sort of relaxed, you know, what gives me joy is being away from everyone. No, not like that. But what gives me joy in terms of what is creative, something that I do that gives me joy. If you follow this, what you'll find is that what you're experiencing in your life right now is being in the right place at the right time. This is a special time in which what's going on outside of you is truly mirroring what's going on inside of you. So all you need to do is recognize it and not mess it up. Okay, let the circumstances come together. Let the opportunities and the invitations arrive. Let the people say, hey, did you ever think about? Start saying, yes, that sounds great, you know, but stand back and let developments unfold on their own, because they're going to show you the way to go rather than you deciding where to go. So have the experience to just stay by yourself, to keep to yourself, to not interfere with the way circumstances are aligning in your life right now, and have the wisdom to let it be, and you will be delighted with what unfolds before you in the next 6 months. For those of you born under the zodiac sign of Aquarius, this conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus in the zodiac sign of Taurus is very important. It's basically a response to the events that took place in 2021. As I mentioned earlier in this episode, what took place in 2021 was a Jupiter-Uranus square. A square is a combative relationship between the two planets in the sky, where it's almost kind of like a, you know, who gets the upper hand type of thing, where they hand arm wrestle for control. That's what takes place with a square. You had Jupiter in the zodiac sign of Aquarius, so you were feeling very much like I need to be in my corner, and there's this direction that I'm heading in life, and I need to stay true to this, even if it's revolutionary or even if it disrupts, you know, things that are taking place. And so there was that square in 2021. And now Jupiter has moved from a square to Uranus to a conjunction to Uranus. So Jupiter was in conflict. Let's put our hands down here. Jupiter was in conflict with Uranus. It was, you know, trying to stay on the side of Aquarius and liberation and revolt, and changing whatever I have to do to make my life right. Jupiter was on the side of Aquarius here, but Uranus and Taurus was, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't walk out on everything that you built. And so this was a very solid conflict back in 2021. So Jupiter has moved from that square to a conjunction, and the two are meeting here. And so the question is, breakdown or breakthrough? It is a resolution of that conflict. So what's happening here is that you're bringing things in for a landing. Did you depart? did you leave? Did you pull up roots and move on in 2021? Did you revolt? Did you turn your life upside down? And so the question would be, where did that get you? And so this is the answer that's coming with this conjunction on April 20th. Let's say you wanted to do that, but you weren't able to do that. You were frustrated. You were thwarted. You had to take detours. You were held back. You were frustrated in your attempts to move forward. Maybe you didn't move forward. Maybe you didn't make any changes at all. Maybe instead what changed was the world around you, you know, and maybe instead of wanting to overthrow the structures of your life, you found yourself having to hold the structures of your life together. Maybe you provided an opportunity for someone else to move on because you couldn't. Maybe you had to tend to the home fires and support other people in their endeavors and curb or edit your own. What's happening with this conjunction is that you're going to see what you get as a result of that. Is the story going to be one of, I gave up things and this is what I got and I feel embittered by it? Or could perhaps the story be, I didn't get the things that I wanted, but now I see things that are truer to me. Maybe I wasn't really clear on what I wanted. And maybe by not getting those things, I've now encountered what I really do want. Or maybe it was simply, I'm X amount of years from the finish line. And now, you know, on April 20th, I'm crossing that finish line and I've done everything I needed to do. And now I get to have my own life. Whatever it is, it's about making peace with the decisions you made back in 2021. Decisions that were made vis-a-vis family, vis-a-vis home, property, vis-a-vis where you live. And you may find yourself, you know, on the other end of this journey, on the other end of this conflict, really siding with something that's more stable, really siding with sort of keeping the home fires burning. And instead of feeling like life passed you by, you may actually feel very much like the world around you has changed. You've stayed true. It wasn't about changing yourself, but maybe staying put so that opportunities that weren't available in 2021 are now becoming available to you now. The other idea that you may be experiencing in your life right now is stepping into a father position. And for those of you who are not fathers or who are women and they're like, you know, but I actually want to use the word father, where you may find yourself more in a parental or a father position. You don't have to have a child to be a parent. You can be a parent to people who are your age. I've met lots of people who are parents to their parents or parents to people who are older than themselves. But you may find yourself sort of fulfilling this fatherly role of a protector, a provider, of being the rock of Gibraltar that people go to when they're in distress. You may even find yourself playing this role of showing people how to be in the world, you know, of supporting them in their efforts. And instead of being a role that maybe you railed against and went against, this paternal feeling might be a role that you actually really do and truly and deeply enjoy, as you are now making peace with where you are in the world. And perhaps when you wanted to leave this, you're finding yourself back at a situation that actually makes a true fit and truly fitted you all along. For those of you born under Pisces, you may find yourself feeling very frustrated by an associate's attitude toward a plan or project. You're really excited about it. You think it's something that can really go places. And you may find yourself very frustrated that this person just doesn't see it. that this person may even be, you know, telling you it's too cost prohibitive, or there aren't the resources, or there's no practical value in this. And it's pushing all of your Pisces buttons, you know, where someone doesn't share your vision, where someone doesn't get it. And you just want to like yell and scream at them, you know, like you troglodyte, you know, open your soul, lift your eyes and sights, and, you know, look for things beyond, you know, money and manufacturing or something like that. I don't know. But Pisces can get really annoyed with people who don't see the vision that to them is as plain as the nose on your face, all right? So you might be dealing with an associate's attitude about a project that you're really excited about, an enterprise, a direction that you want to go in. It might even be with a friend, you know, that you're sharing all of these hopes and dreams and visions about the future, and your friend is just sort of sitting there next to you poking holes in all of your dreams and hopes, you know. And so this may be something where, you know, and you want to get angry because you're very, very frustrated. But what the stars are telling you to do is to not act on that. What they're asking you to do is to step back and adopt a wait and see position. Now, instead of getting angry and railing at this associate's inability to see what you see, what the stars are asking you to do is to step back and dial it down a bit. Mars in Pisces is not a particularly aggressive Mars. It can be very willful, and it can want the things that it wants, but it has a slippery hold on action, and it can have a tendency when it gets upset to sputter around and not really effectively accomplish anything. But what Mars in Pisces can also do is hold space and hold itself. And so what the stars are asking you to do is to not lower yourself by getting angry and using all sorts of, you know, nasty little words and epithets and things like that. Because when you get angry like that, you lower your standing. And so someone who may be an equal, someone who may be even below you, you know, who just doesn't think that this is a good idea, their status raises because you've given yours away by getting angry and leaving the room and being all kinds of frustrated. Your Mars in Pisces is asking you to sort of gather that energy together and to hold it with you. Take the pulse of other people's ideas about this project, this endeavor. There may be other colleagues who think that what you're onto is a really great idea. There may be other friends who are much more supportive of what you want to do than, you know, that one friend that, you know, who's always the naysayer that you go to have your bubbles burst. Okay. But what you want to do is get a sense of the people who are in your corner, get a sense of the people who are supportive. Now, you don't want to just be like, oh, I'm going to go and be with the people who are supportive and I'm going to ignore the naysayers. No, because what you want to do is gather together your energy and your action, and you want to take good action. You want to take valuable action. The naysayers may be saying something that's right, but it doesn't have to be globally right. You know, if someone's like poking holes in your dreams and things, it can hurt and you can respond, but maybe you want to listen to the questions that they're raising. Sometimes Pisces, because it's ruled by Jupiter, can be a little bit too faith-based in a way. And it needs to be more Mercury, which is more asking questions or, hey, that's an idea. Let's sit with that for a while. So the stars are asking you to be less reactive and to sort of take in the room, take in what other, to read the room, see what other people are saying, to see where your supports are. But at the same time, and Taurus is very good at this, to take in what someone is saying that doesn't agree with you. Taurus has a reputation for being very stubborn. It can be, but Taurus is also listens. You know, Taurus isn't convinced that the way that they're doing something is the absolute right way to do it. They will listen to what someone else has to say and see if it can be applied or not. And so what the planets are doing is asking you to do that same thing. gain the support that you have, but don't gain the support that you have to overthrow, you know, the naysayers or to prove them wrong. Draw on that support and then work with the people who are criticizing you or taking issues with you. And when you show that you're working with them, even simply agreeing, like, that's a really good idea, let me think about it. But if it's like, you know what, your idea about this, I could see what we could take from that to make this better. If you can find a way to incorporate the critiques that are getting on your nerves, but if you can find a way to incorporate the critiques and bring them together with the support that you naturally have, you're going to find that you're actually converting people to your side. But it's not like converting them like, my side's right and I need to convert you. What it is, and it's very Jupiterian, is that when you incorporate, and incorporate is a big Jupiter word, when you incorporate what someone has to say, you actually widen your margins to include those who support and those who critique, and you bring them together in a way that can be constructive and positive. So if you listen in this way and learn from the critique, you know, you don't just automatically apply it, take in the critique, learn from the critique, honor the person giving the critique saying, that's a really good idea or whatever. Let's talk about adjusting that or whatever. So you bring together the support, you bring together the people who aren't really on board. They may never see eye to eye, but what they may do is get behind your project and endeavor so that your project and endeavor goes from being something, you know, that you feel like someone else was bringing down to something that others truly do support and want to see you realize that success.
This podcast is presented by Astrology Hub. You can learn more and find all of our shows at astrologyhub.com/podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and hit subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes and help more people find the wisdom of astrology. Thank you for taking the time to do this now. Thank you for being a part of our community and for making astrology a part of your life.